I'm gonna give Sunny listening, talking lessons, boxing lessons, and falling down lessons.
Feed my sister and my daughter.
Because I bloody well stammer.
None of you will get my kingdom. I leave you nothing, and I wish you plague.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Well, what would we do without movies here at The Takeaway? Joining us now, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and also co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Friday the 13th, first one of 2012, terrible weekend to go to the movies, right, Rafer?
Usually. January is usually the dumping ground for bad films.
What do you got for us?
Well, we got Contraband with Mark Wahlberg, action flick.
We've got Joyful Noise, which is Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. And we've also got Beauty and the Beast out in 3D. Let's start with the sort of the best news of your life. As a Dolly Parton super fan, Kristen Meinzer, Joyful Noise, what is it about?
You know, I was saying last week on the show that it's Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah, a choir, church choir, lots of singing, and I was saying last week on the show, that's 90% of what I look for in a movie. Singing, Dolly Parton, Queen Latifah. But this is 100% the greatest movie of the year so far.
And
it is so good.
You grew up in Minnesota, so choirs are actually a part of your deep cultural sort of
I was in
legacy.
The church choir.
Of course. All right. So does this movie work, even given your super fandom?
Even if you're not a super fan, I think you're going to love it.
Rafer?
Well, I'm not sure it's 100% perfect. I mean, I think when people are acting, I'm not sure the film is so great. But when they are singing, the musical numbers really are electrifying. And those musical numbers made it worth it for me.
All right, Mark Wahlberg is my 13-year-old daughter's new, like, superstar. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking her to this movie, Contraband,
yes,
right?
Yes, don't. Okay. Neither one of you will enjoy it.
Don't take anybody to this movie.
All right, premise, Rafer?
It's the classic. He's a reformed smuggler, and he's going to pull one last job to help out a family member who's gotten in Dutch with a drug smuggler. He's on a ship smuggling a big stack of counterfeit notes. Not a lot of action, not a lot going on. He spends a lot more time vacuuming rugs on the bridge than doing anything really very interesting. It's not a great film.
I like Wahlberg. He was great in The Fighter, but it doesn't work here, Kristen.
I love Wahlberg, but this movie was awful. And all I could think the whole time is, why aren't you calling the police? Just call the police and you'll take care of this whole situation.
He's a smuggler. He can't call the police.
All right, I've got a geometry problem on this next one, Rafer. Beauty and the Beast is a 2D animated film, right? It's made with animation,
that
right?
That is correct.
How do you make it 3D?
Well, you make it 3D, and what you wind up getting is that sort of strange multi-layered cardboard look, you know, like scenery on a stage. I don't know if the 3D really adds anything to this. My brain tends to tune the 3D out after 3 minutes. That's a good thing for this movie because then you can just sit back and enjoy it, and it's the movie that you remember. It's beautiful. It's great to see it on the screen if you've spent the last 20 years watching it on DVD. It's nice to see it in a theater. It holds up. It's a classic. The 3D, not necessary.
As old as time.
Oh, yes.
La, 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 la. All right, so the big event this weekend besides Martin Luther King Day is the Golden Globes. You both going to be watching that?
Absolutely.
Yes,
we're going to be back on Monday talking about it on the show.
Any predictions? The host is Ricky Gervais, right?
Yes, it is.
That's right. I think The Artist is going to win Best Comedy. And I would say The Descendants is probably going to win Best Drama.
Kristen?
Whereas I think War Horse is going to win Best Drama, and I really would love it if Bridesmaids won for Best Comedy.
I would love that, too.
It could happen.
Absolutely right. Kristen Meinzer, only on the Golden Globes would that happen. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and both the hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.